Hey, Air, have you seen the new Kimi K3 docs? They say it's the biggest model, 2.8 trillion parameters in a million token context. Sounds insane. Aside from that, the week's been chill. Just finished a quick run of a Lambda farm on the home cluster. Nothing else notable.
Yeah, I skimmed it. The main claim is the hybrid linear attention and attention residuals giving that brute scaling. But how does it actually reduce compute?
Interesting, yeah. K3 claims a 1 million token window that's automatically cached. The docs even include a streaming API that splits reasoning content from the answer.
Okay, that would be a huge win if it works. In practice, 1 million tokens is a tall order. Even with linear attention, the memory graph becomes linear in token count, so you're still paying O(n) for attention. The real trick is how they handle context rollups.
Got it. They also expose vision input as BASE64 arrays and even video via MS/SASH file and dodge ID. The ability to feed a whole clip into a single prompt without breaking into frames sounds useful for code review or video summarization.
Cool. The tooling model is interesting. You can declare tools and system messages, and the model will just call them the next turn. That dynamic loading removes the need to pre-pin tool lists for every request.
That could simplify workflows. And there's partial mode where you can tack a prefix on the next request and get a continuation. That feels like a lightweight prompt chaining method.
Nice hack, but the pricing is a bit steep. $3 per million input tokens, $15 per million output, and cash hits drop to 30 cents. So a long context plus a few calls could still be pricey.
Right. So who should care? Teams doing heavy reasoning or software engineering that need massive context might find it worth the cost. If you're just doing short prompts, the cost doesn't justify the extra capability.
Makes sense. I suspect the marketing of a 1 million window will be a bit of a benchmark gaming story. The docs don't show a real open dataset performance test, just a quick example. Until you see real workloads, it's hard to validate.
Agree. Still, the fact that you can stream partial reasoning and then the final answer gives an advantage in live debugging sessions. If you can see the model reason in real time, you can intervene faster.
Nice, but the model doesn't let you stop the reasoning mid-turn. So if the model gets stuck, you can't abandon the run without paying for the whole thing.
Fair point. All in all, K3 looks promising for the right niche, but I'd wait to see real usage before calling it a game changer.